COVID-19 may lead to a heart disease surge. Pulmonologists, emergency responders, and intensive care teams have been the point of the medical spear in battling the COVID-19 pandemic in the U.S. over the past 12 months. But before long, expect another group of specialists to be more engaged than ever, cardiologists. Take a nation that already eats too much, drinks too much, exercises too little, and fails too often to show up for regular checkups. Put them in lockdown for a year or more, and those behaviors, all of which are drivers of cardiovascular disease, will only get worse. In a recent survey in the journal Circulation, the American Heart Association, the AHA, predicted a surge of cardiovascular death and disease in the months and years to come as a lagging indicator of the lifestyle changes forced upon the world by the pandemic. We don't have a lot of well-vetted data up to the minute on the cardiovascular impact of COVID because we are living through the pandemic now, says Dr. Mitch Elkind, president of the AHA and a professor of neurology and epidemiology at Columbia University. That new data will come in the next year or two, but we are anticipating that the pandemic will have a significant impact. SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, does on occasion infect and damage heart tissue directly. One study published over the summer in the JAMA Cardiology, for example, found that of a sample group of 100 people who had recovered from COVID-19, 78 had some inflammation of myocardial tissue or other damage such as scarring. In another JAMA cardiology study, researchers reported finding SARS-CoV-2 in the heart tissue of 61.5% of 39 patients who had died due to COVID-19. The sample groups in both studies were small, and in the overwhelming numbers of cases of coronavirus death, heart failure is not the proximate cause. But there's a related truth. The pandemic seems to be leading people into developing the very lifestyle factors that cause heart disease over the long term. Consider a September 2020 study in JAMA that showed that alcohol consumption had increased 14% in a sample group of 1,540 adults during the pandemic. Or the study from the same month in psychiatry of 3,052 adults showing a decrease in physical activity in 32.3% of adults who were previously physically active. Or the survey conducted by the COVID symptom study, again from September 2020, showing that 31% of adults had reported snacking more during lockdowns.